Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have two artist instructors representing the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. I have Javier Barboza and Ed Littlefield. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, radio is not a visual medium, but the two of you are rocking the same hairstyle today.
Pretty much twins.
Yes. Really.
It's a good look. Now that Ed's grown out his hair. So let's start with Javier. You are a seasoned professional coming here every year to teach.
Yes, my fifth year teaching here.
And what's your medium?
Animation. I teach beginning animation, advanced animation, and puppeteering animation.
Yeah. Wow, that's a broad spectrum.
Yeah, it is.
And do you have sort of an ambitious year or a season with the kids?
Yeah, it's always, I try to always push them as hard as possible. I get a lot of returning students, and a lot of them push themselves, and I try to push them as much as possible. And but very ambitious, and we're really going really, really fast this year. Yeah.
So as an animator, you usually don't have a paper resume. You have sort of like a reel.
A reel, exactly.
And I got to see your reel online.
Oh.
And it,
and famous.
It was wonderful. And what was surprising to me was it seemed very multimedia. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just pen and ink and color animation. Right. Maybe you can describe your style.
Well, my style, I've always liked doing like hands-on mixed media work. I've always been, I started as a graffiti artist and a painter and then muralist for a long time, graphic designer. But I've always liked being hands-on as much as possible because I've seen just computer equipment just rapidly evolves every year. Just got to update. So I always try to be hands-on because I know, like, hands-on material will look timeless still when computer usually it looks dated. Within, like, a couple years, it looks dated. So I like just mixing it up as much as possible.
And you're going to have your students mix it up.
Exactly. And most of the time they tell me, oh, Javier, are we going to do computer animation? I'm like, no. If I show you guys in 2 weeks, you guys aren't going to learn anything. In 4 years, you're not going to learn. Like, you still won't learn. It's like a very, like, tedious process to do computer animation. But I teach them basic, like, story techniques, animation techniques, movement, performance, and film continuity, composition. We're animating films. We're just being filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. And was there a specific topic, or did the group use like found objects to animate?
We start with like basic like the illusion, optical illusions, flip books, and then we go into like animating with charcoal cutouts, and then we bring in food, we bring in found objects as much as possible, and they brainstorm or do like improv animation on the spot because you only have an hour and something minutes, but this year and last year, the final projects for the beginning class have been, we get a short story from the writing class, from Andreas's writing class, and then we adapt the story, do like a mini screenplay, we animate it, we film it, and when we're done with that, we give it to the composition students, and they do a short composition for it. And last year was really successful. We did that with Marco, and this year it's Andreas, myself, and and Kyle.
Yeah. That's an amazing collaboration because that's a lot of moving pieces to rely on.
And the kids are just like, when I thought about like presenting this to them, to my students, the animation students, I thought they were going to be like a little hesitant because I thought they wanted to do their own work, but they were like, oh, yeah, let's do it. And they're like just tearing it up, not tearing up the paper, but they're just like, they're just really like enthusiastic, and I can't stop them from working. Like, guys, you guys got to leave. You guys are late. You guys got to check in.
All right, so Javier just threw down the gauntlet. Ed, are your students as excited?
Oh, they're very excited. I'm doing three classes, jazz band, sonic boom, and a thing at stomp class, which is very exciting to me. The kids are making their own drums, and they just got finished yesterday. So their own handmade thing at drums. My mother helped provide the drum skins and the hoops and everything. And so yesterday they finished their own drums and they were very excited.
Maybe give a little background of what stomp is.
Yeah, so stomp is essentially an art form called theatrical percussion. And they kind of started it off in the late 80s, early 90s. And throughout that, there's been lots of offshoots such as Blue Man and things like that. There's some marching band type shows, especially in California, that are kind of like that stomp show. Anyway, I do a little bit different, where I just take the concepts that they use, and we create our own pieces using their, you know, the students' background. So we've got Sonic Boom, which is a more like thinking about more Western rhythmic things, found instruments, junk percussion, junk bands. And then we've got Thlinget Stomp, which is using traditional instruments and maybe some Thlinget language and Thlinget melodic phrases to create a piece that is rhythmic and exciting to watch.
And how can folks see Thlinget Stomp and see the animation
it's
results?
Funny you should ask that. Yeah. No, there's
is it not gonna
final
happen?
Final performances start on Thursday, mm-hmm. and Thursday night at Otis Theater in Allen Hall, Allen Theater, and then the next day is Friday, and Saturday is Thlinget Stomp, and then Javier's
we're on Saturday also
at from 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. On campus. So come check us out. Everything else starts at 7. All the shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So with this teaching and collaborating, do you personally get something out of it? I mean, do you have to just put your life and your own work inspiration aside and just focus on these kids? Or do you always get a takeaway? Because the two of you have been coming for years and years and years.
Yeah. Well, for me, I enjoy coming up here because I meet new people like Javier and like Christian Fabian, like Kyle Lethade, on and on. You know, the list goes on forever. Andreas, all these people that you go, wow, I would have never met you. And then sometimes collaborations go outside of camp as well. So Christian and I started the Native Jazz Workshop and the Native Jazz Quartet because of him coming up here. So, but no, I think it's a good time for teaching and practicing your art form. My opinion.
Definitely. Like, and I just keep on learning. I learn from the students, and I keep on coming back because I learn a lot from the students. They inspire me. The faculty inspires me, and it's just an endless array of creation that happens here. I have more dreams here than anywhere else. It just because it's just so much connections happening at the same time. It's crazy. It's like intense.
You want to give us a preview of maybe some inspirational dream you had here that you might take home with you?
Well, maybe not, but but no, it's like a lot of like music, and it's like people being involved in just collaborating and everything, and then like nonstop, we were just working last night, like until I was collaborating with some cats last night, painting, and we're like animating, and then I went back with some visual arts people, and then I went with Bonnie, and we were just collaborating right there, and then we're talking to Andrew, we were collaborating, it's just like nonstop, and I can't rest. Yeah. There's no time to sleep here for me.
No.
I think that's probably the mantra of all the instructors at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And have you Javier done a art share?
Oh, yeah.
As
here?
An instructor? Yeah.
Yes, I did art share last week, and I introduced the film I'm currently working on. It's what's called El Coyote, and I've been working on that for the past 5 years. It's an animated documentary about human smuggling through the U.S.-Mexico border. And I had a lot of people help out in that. Some people that previously taught at the camp, Mijin from last semester, and some other people. I was going to ask Ed here and there, but I've just been trying to collaborate. But that's what I try to also to give to my students. It's like we're all artists, but sometimes you just have to collaborate and bring your friends along, because that's like the best way to make work for me, for myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. And Ed, you have a gig.
Yeah, I have a gig. I got a gig. That's good for one. No, we've got Christian Fabian and I, after this camp, has got a Native Jazz workshop planned starting on Monday, going through Saturday. And there's still spots to sign up. Look on the Fine Arts Camp website. And but really, we've got a CD release concert on the 17th, which is Wednesday, over at Allen Hall at 7 o'clock. And featuring all new music from our new CD. That was the idea was started here on camp, at camp.
So collaborations is where it's at.
It makes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to find out what's happening at the Fine Arts Camp, you can go online to their website. And the student performance is Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct.
And you will see Javier and Ed around and about campus and town. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.